Och efter natten, lördag den 1 juni, hade jag en egendomlig och mycket obehaglig dröm.
So begins the 1957 film Wild Strawberries by legendary Swedish director Ingmar Bergman. Wild Strawberries was about an elderly doctor named Isak. He's about to receive an honorary university degree. On the way to the ceremony, he takes a detour through the Swedish countryside to his old family home, thinking back over his life along the way. There's a new novel out now by Ingmar Bergman's daughter, the Norwegian writer Lene Ullmann. It also features an elderly doctor named Isak. The book is called A Blessed Child. It's about three half-sisters, all of them daughters of a famous Swedish father. They're going to see their father on the small Swedish island where the girls spent summers in their youth. The story jumps back and forth between the present and the past. Our book critic Christopher Merrill says that at the heart of the novel is one crucial summer of the past.
What we're seeing is an exploration of life in the summer where something dramatic is going to happen in the summer of 1979, something that will inform all of their lives. And they're coming back to settle accounts, if you will, to have a final reckoning with their father about, in some ways, what happened that summer.
Without giving it away, what else can you tell us about that summer?
In that summer, Erica, the oldest of the three children, falls in love with the boy Ragnar, who is kind of a misfit. He has a birthmark, and the other kids tease him. She's also sort of in love with another girl named Marion, who is a manipulative and cold-hearted girl. And she's torn between these two kids, the outcast and the in-girl. And the decision that she's going to make between the two of them will have tragic consequences.
I wonder, you know, if since Lene Ullmann wrote some of this book, in her father's presence, Ingmar Bergman's presence prior to his death, she was on an island in Sweden where he spent his last days. Do you see any connection, not just between her life as the daughter of Bergman and Leif Ullmann, but also between the style of this book and Ingmar Bergman's films?
Well, it has a leisurely pace, just as Bergman's films do. There are a lot of little touches where she mentions Wild Strawberries, the title of one of Bergman's most famous films. The ways in which she treats characters at a kind of length, trying to understand them from inside out, that's also something that her father does. And she's not going to do anything in a big way. It's no grand gestures, but to recognize that in even the simplest gestures, the simplest moments of a day, all of life can reveal itself.
This is the fourth novel by Lene Ullmann, we should say. What did you find most compelling about it?
You know what I loved about this book, Lisa, is that it feels as if you have three daughters on their way always to find their father. And you don't know whether they're going to get there and if and when they do get there, what they're going to find. And it seemed to me to be, in the end, really a novel about all of our fathers. Who is our father? If he may be a famous filmmaker or anybody just walking down the street, in some way, they always remain mysterious to us. And this is a novel about that mysterious bond between fathers and daughters and really between fathers and all of us.
All right. Thank you very much. The book is called A Blessed Child by Norwegian writer Lene Ullmann. Christopher Merrill directs the International Writing Program at the University of Iowa and reviews books for us. You can check out his reviews, in fact, online at theworld.org. Just click on books. Christopher, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Now, we recently came across another novel that reveals how the events of one's childhood shape an entire life. In this case, the events are traumatic. The book is called Featherman, and it's the first novel by Rill McMaster. She's a highly regarded poet in Australia.
I wanted to talk about those things that are hidden in society, the things that are put under the rug, as it were, that we don't talk about, that we prefer to think only happens to somebody else and not to nice people.
Rill McMaster's main character is a girl named Sookie.
Sookie, as a young child, is sexually molested by Lionel, the grandfatherly man next door, and this makes difficulties for her psychologically. So she's a bit of an outsider, and she's had her love and trust offended by being abused by Lionel. So she can't really feel her own heart. She's sort of frozen. So Sookie's always searching for love, and she just keeps making the wrong choices because it was almost as if she was imprinted on Lionel like a duckling, And she just keeps following those patterns, and she keeps falling for the wrong man. She grows up to become an artist, and she marries Lionel's son, Redmond, and they go off to London. But it's not a happy arrangement.
The book is engaging, and from the very first chapter, with its depiction of abuse, disturbing. Real McMaster says that was by design.
Originally, I had that first chapter more into the book, but a friend said, well, why don't you do what Albert Camus did and hit him with it straight away? And so I thought, okay, I will. And it has caused some readers problems because they say it's so visual, they can smell it and they can almost taste it. And I think it's frightening, but it's so important to understand what moves Sookie to be who she is that I think readers have to get through that and then go on, and they'll always remember why Sookie acts the way she does.
Australia's Real McMaster's debut novel is called Featherman. It was recently published here in the U.S. This is PRI.